Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, Chapter 11, The Passing of Haridas Thakur. Thakur Haridas has just left this world by his own volition, by his own will. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless, and in ecstatic love, they also began to dance and chant congregationally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Swarup Damodara Goswami informed him of other rituals for the body of Thakur Haridas. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea, accompanied by congregational chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Vakesha Pandit, along with the other devotees, chanted and danced behind him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, "From this day on, the sea has become a great pilgrimage site." Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed into it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as his silken rope, sandalwood pulp, food, and cloth, were placed on the body. All around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting and Vakesha Pandit danced in jubilation. With his transcendental hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol." The devotees covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform, and as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with a vibration. After Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation. And after circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Singhadwara gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation, and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Approaching the Singhadwara gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and begged prasadam from all the shopkeepers there. "I am begging prasadam for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur," the Lord said. "Please give me alms." Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasadam, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. However, Swarup Damodara stopped them, and the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Swarup Damodara sent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence and kept with him four Vaishnavas and four servant carriers. Swarup Damodara said to all the shopkeepers, "Deliver to me four palmfuls of prasadam from each and every item." In this way, varieties of prasadam were collected, then packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of the four servants. Not only did Swarup Damodara bring prasadam, but Vaninath Patanayaka and Kasi Mishra also sent large quantities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasadam, assisted by four other men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasadam in small quantities. He therefore put on each plate what at least five men could eat. Swarup Damodara Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please sit down and watch. With these men to help me, I shall distribute the prasadam." The four men Swarup Damodar, Jagannanda, Kashiswara, and Shankara distributed the prasadam continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not eat the prasadam as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kasi Mishra had extended an invitation to the Lord. Therefore, Kasi Mishra personally went there and delivered prasadam to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. With Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted the prasadam. When he began to eat, so did all the Vaishnavas. Everyone was filled up to the neck because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, "Give them more! Give them more!" After all the devotees finished accepting prasadam and had washed their hands and mouths, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated each of them with a flower garland and sandalwood pulp. Prema Vishtahoy Prabhu Karena Varadan Shuni Vakta Ganeda Judaya Manaskam. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the benediction, "Anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasadam will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Kripa kare Krishna more diachila sangha swatantra krishnera icha koila sangha bhanga. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur," Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. "Being independent in his desire, he has now broken that association. Haridas Seira Icha Jabe Hoila Chalite Amara Shakati Tanla Narila Rakite. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Icha matre koila nija prana niskramana purve jena suniyakshe bhismere marana. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Shastra. Haridasa achila prithivira shiromani taha vina ratna sunya hoila medani. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, the world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Jai Jai Haridasa Bali Kori Haridwani Eta Bali Mahaprabhu Natsena Apani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, "Say all glories to Haridas Thakur and chant the holy name of Hari." Saying this, he personally began to dance. Sabe Gai Jai 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 Haridasa Namera Mahima Yena Karila Prakash. Everyone began to chant all glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Thus, I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. At Purushottam Chetra, Jagannath Puri, there is a temple of Tota Gopinath. If one goes from there to the sea, he can discover the tomb of Haridas Thakur still existing. Every year on the date of Ananta Chaturdasi, there is a festival to commemorate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. At the same place, deities of Nityananda Prabhu, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Advaita Prabhu were established about 100 years ago. A gentleman named Brahmaravara from Kendrapada in the province of Orissa contributed funds to establish these deities in the temple. The management of the temple was under the Tota Gopinath Goswamis. The temple was later sold to someone else, and this party is now maintaining the Seva Puja of the temple. Near this temple and the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur constructed a small house called the Bhakti Kuti. In the Bengali year 1329 AD 1922, the Purushottama Math, a branch of the Gaudiya Math, was established there. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, it is stated, Srinivas Thakur quickly ran to the seashore. When he saw the tomb of Haridas Thakur, he immediately fell down offering prayers and almost fainted. The devotees present there pacified him with very sweet and affectionate words, and Srinivas again offered his obeisances to the tomb. Hearing of the separation that Srinivas expressed in his lamentation at the tomb of Haridas Thakur makes one's heart melt. Chaitanyera bhaktavatsalya ihate jani bhaktavansha pona koila nyasi shiromani. From the incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one could understand just how affectionate he is towards his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur was at the last stage of his life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his company and allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he took the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap and personally danced with it. Out of his causeless mercy, the Lord personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Haridas Thakur is mentioned here as the most learned scholar, Parama Vidvan. Actually, the most important science is known as the science of getting out of the clutches of material existence. Anyone who knows this science must be considered the greatest learned person. Anyone who knows the temporary situation of this material world and is expert in achieving a permanent situation in the spiritual world, who knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond the jurisdiction of our experimental knowledge, is understood to be the most learned scholar. Haridas Thakur knew this science perfectly. Therefore, he is described in this connection as Parama Vidvan. He personally preached the importance of chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, which is approved by the revealed scriptures, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.24. Iti pumsartita Vishnu bhaktis chenavalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavatyada Tanmadye Aditam Uttamam. There are 9 different processes of devotional service to Krishna, the most important being Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. Haridas Thakur knew this science very well and can therefore be called technically Sarva Shastriti. Anyone who has learned the essence of all the Vedic scriptures is to be known as a first-class educated person with full knowledge of all Shastra. Chaitanya Charita A. Amritera Sindhu Karna Mana Tripta Kori Yada Eka Bindu. The life and character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Bhava Sindhu Tari Bhare Acheyara Chitta Sada Kori Suni Se Chaitanya Charitra. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nescience, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus Ethnabhaktivinanda purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, 11th chapter, describing the passing of Haridas Thakur. Hare Krishna. We shall end here and continue soon, Krishna willing.